Yeah, good day, Greg. I've actually had to step outside of the main hall that they're holding this conference in because there's so many people packed in there and it's really loud. There's about 150 delegates from across Queensland. They're into the second day of the conference here in Cloncurry in northwest Queensland. And there's a couple of really big items on the agenda, but probably the biggest of those is access to bush telecommunications, as you said before. And that's not just the challenges that people encounter putting their kids through things like School of the Air and accessing materials online, but also the performance of satellite services. Now, we know the NBN is on the verge of launching their long-term satellite service, and they're saying that that will meet the needs of rural people, unlike what's happened with that interim satellite service, which by their own admission hasn't really lived up to what people had expected for it. So I got two people down to talk about some of the concerns that they're having and a spokesperson from the NBN to chat to me about how this will actually play into effect once these satellites are up, the two SkyMaster satellites. So I got Jeff Little, who's the Information and Technology Advisor to ICPA's Queensland State Council, and Kylie Lindsay, she's the State Corporate Affairs Manager for NBN, to talk about this. And I started off by asking Jeff Little about his main concerns.
The parents who are doing distance education schooling on the existing interim service are suffering quite a lot of interruptions and slow speeds, making the lessons unviable, and they're unable to make full use of the technology being offered by Queensland Education. So we really are hanging our hats on getting the improved service from the long-term satellite, and we want to know, when is it going to arrive?
So, Carly, I'll come to you. When will this service arrive for customers after the satellite is launched?
The first satellite, the first SkyMaster, which is a purpose-built satellite specifically just for broadband covering the Australia region, is going up weather permitting on the 1st of October. There will be a period of testing, and then we're hoping to start getting first customers onto that in the first half of next year.
We heard a bit in the conference about how many customers per month are going to get access to that service. What's that number?
We're looking initially at about 5 to 5,500 a month. There is a stretch target, and we're obviously wanting to put as many people as possible on. What we are aiming for is to have every single person who wishes to be connected to the long-term satellite connected within 12 months.
So every person that wants access within 12 months of that first satellite launching, or the two?
Not within the satellite launching, but when it becomes available for service, so in the first half of next year, so by the first half of 2017.
For the amount of demand that's out there for that service, is that an achievable target?
We believe so, yes, and we will be working very, very hard to get as many people on as possible because we know this is a problem. We acknowledge that the interim satellite service hasn't done the job it should be doing. And unfortunately, apart from the things that we are trying to do to make it better, like new and different hardware and testing, there's not an awful lot we can do until those new satellites go up.
So, Jeff, what do you have to say about that?
A fabulous result. We're expecting to hear 5 years, but to hear 1 year has got to be a fantastic result. So if it is delivered on time, it will be what we're looking for.
Well, let's move on to the second point. One of the concerns also that has arisen this weekend was that NBN has said in the past that it was going to offer one satellite service per address. Now, that's challenging in the bush, given that a lot of properties, a lot of businesses have more than one household and multiple kids on the station. Kylie, is there any news on that front?
Yes, there is. What we are looking at doing is essentially, if you're on a property and you have a stockman's quarters or a shearer's quarters or a station manager's home, as well as your house, so somewhere where there is existing copper connected, that premise will also be eligible for connection to the NBN.
So how is that going to impact on families in the bush? I'll come back to you, Jeff.
I'm sure that the NBN actually listened to the ICPA concerns. As a result, we will end up with these properties, some of which are really small villages rather than individual homes, will have a reasonable access. The school kids will get a reasonable access and a very good result for all.
Yeah, well, let's take it round to another issue then with a number of school kids wanting to access that same service. So we've got data out from the Australian Bureau of Statistics saying that sort of the average usage of data per person is up to 60 gigabyte a month. are school kids doing distance education? The pressure is on, I guess, for them to fit in with the curriculum, use those materials. What are some of the challenges you're seeing with the limits on the interim satellite service right now with people accessing distance education services, Jeff Little?
The biggest problem is that with the growth of the delivery of education by the internet, people are blowing their plans a couple of weeks or even days into the month. With the result, some of them are getting cut back, others are getting cut off. So they're totally restricted. So the fact that in the bush, the satellite is used for all forms of internet, both domestic, business and education, gives us a lot of concern. And we really need to work out how the kids can get a good education, and two, families can actually live, do their personal stuff and their businesses in the bush.
Kylie Lindsay, I'll come back to you. We know that when this long-term satellite service comes on board, that there will be a fair use policy applied. Can you explain to us what that means?
Yes, there will be a fair use policy, and that's because the satellite does have a finite capacity. It's just a fact of life. So some people, you know, like my parents would probably only use 2 or 3 gig a month, whereas, like you were saying, with education services, some people will use 60 gig a month. We're looking at having a dedicated portal into houses where there are children doing the rural education, and that won't actually have a limit on it.
Jeff, I'll come back to you. That extra provision of internet capacity or data usage for school children, is that an important thing to be addressed when this satellite service is launched?
Very much so, because we're hearing with this proposal for the dedicated port that there'll be 20 gigs allocated for every primary school student and 50 gigs per month allocated for secondary and tertiary students. Now, if that comes out, I think that will go a long way to meeting people's concerns and give the kids a good education service.
And, Jeff, to finish up, are there any other concerns that you as a member of the ICPA and the other members have put to the NBN and had answers about today?
I think that we are concerned that the services from the NBN satellite may be oversubscribed from day one. Whether these measures which they're talking about will allay those concerns, we won't know until we actually experience it. So we are talking a lot to the NBN, both at state and federal level. We're talking to all of the providers. Hopefully we will come up with a solution that will deliver what is required for rural education and, more importantly, also for rural living, both domestic and business.
Kylie Lindsay, I'll let you finish up today. Like we had heard in the conference today, nobody's got a crystal ball. We're waiting to see what's going to happen with this service. What have you left people with today at the conference?
Well, I would hope that we've at least left them with the knowledge that the new service will be much better than the interim service, and frankly, it couldn't be any worse. I think we all agree on that. I think the other thing too is it's really great to see ICPA working with the NBN to come up with these solutions before the satellites shoot up into the sky.